Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to Under the Stained Glass, the podcast where we take a look at what we talked about last week in church. I'm Pastor Chris here at Magnolia Park United Methodist Church in Burbank, and I'm here with our youth, children, and families director, Ms. Whitney.
Hi, everyone.
And this week, we had the third installment of this series called Praising Humility, where we're just talking about how God loves it when we're humble or when we're pursuing and cultivating humility before Him, which is just really important if we're going to understand who God is in our lives.
Right. Humility is probably one of those harder topics for people because I think that in our pride, we probably think we're more humble than we are. We want to believe
right,
that.
Right.
Well, I'm very humble. I recognize that. But if we really look into it, humility is one of those things we have to work towards. Mm-hmm. We have to actually work at and make a conscious decision to kind of cultivate that humility in our lives. So it's not always easy for us, but it is actually ultimately one of those most important things in our faith that we can do in order to get close to God and to recognize who He is.
Yeah, to recognize who He is, that's the main thing. And again, of course, we really are naturally in just prideful.
Right.
You know, and that kind of makes sense. We exist in these bodies and we also do things and we do things that we're justly should be, should I say, proud of?
Sure.
I guess I can, right? But at the same time, it's pride before God. It's understanding who we really are and understanding who God really is, where we come into that humility that's important to our relationship with Him. So this week we were talking about this really delicate aspect of God's love, beginning with understanding that God's love for us is not a blanket, like one size fits all kind of love.
Right.
I was talking about how when I was a kid, maybe you did this at Valentine's Day, you had to give everybody a Valentine.
Oh, yeah.
Whether you kind of knew them or not or ever thought about them. But the thing is, God really does think about us personally, mm-hmm. knows us personally, and He loves us in a particular way. He loves little details about us.
God does love all of humanity. We know that. We know He loves all of His creation, but it is a one-on-one relationship for us. I know so often I've told our youth, mm-hmm. if you were the only one on this earth that needed to be saved or needed God's love, that would be enough for God to come down and to give you that love and to save you and to want that relationship with you. So it is a wholly individual thing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it is. It is very deeply personal and truly wonderful and humbling in a sense that God, who created the whole entire universe, would think of you.
Yeah, and again, it's in that kind of detail that God loves you personally. I mean, to the extent like we understand, God knows our name, but mm-hmm. He knows why we were given our name.
Right.
He knows whether we like our name or not.
Right.
He knows whether we're really using our real names.
Mm-hmm.
All those kinds of things.
Sure.
God just really drills down, and He loves us. Particularly, He loves me, particularly you, particularly. But the other side of that love that's a little, that we don't like to talk about a lot, the other side of this personal relationship that He has with us is He loves us personally, but He also hates our sin, our personal, particular sin. And because our sin, our personal, particular sin opposes God.
Right.
It's that part of us that rejects God and His goodness.
Again, God hates all sin that comes from humanity and is within humanity. But yeah, it comes down to that personal relationship and that personal oneness with God as well, that our sin, the things that we do, are important to God as well.
Mm-hmm.
Just as important as we are and how much He loves us, it's important what we do and this life that we are given. And, you know, it's comforting when you feel the love, the individual love, but it's also really daunting when you think about your own sin, because that's one of those things that we don't really want to talk about. We don't want to recognize. It's fine that we realize that all humanity sins. That's fine. That's
mm-hmm.
okay. And we recognize that. But when it comes down to us, we don't want to face that. That just means we have to apologize for something, or we have to recognize that something is falling short in our own lives.
Absolutely. And it's kind of like that idea of, we're cool with God is love on a macro level, and God is judgment on a macro level, or especially if it's God is judgment against other people.
Right.
But all of this stuff also operates on a micro level. It operates within the universe of our personalities and persons.
Right.
So, yeah, it's not something that we talk a lot about in church necessarily, that God really does not like. He hates our sin. He's angered right. by sin in general because it mm-hmm. opposes him. Psalm 7, I brought this up, says, God is a righteous judge and a God who feels indignation every day.
Yeah.
You know, the only thing that staves off that indignation is our acceptance of Jesus' sacrifice to ameliorate that wrath of God, really.
Right.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think we can get into that uncomfortable spot where we start to think about that indignation or that wrath of God mm-hmm. and think, I don't, you know, you get uncomfortable
sure.
with that idea. And so then you automatically go to, yes, but Jesus covers that. Jesus is that barrier.
Sure, sure, sure.
Without really thinking about what that means mm-hmm. in your own personal life.
Right.
And it's important to know, yes, Jesus did come and he saved you from your sins. And at that last judgment, when we are all, you know, being judged about the things that we've done, yes, Jesus does come and he covers that and takes away those consequences for that sin. But in this time, in this life, we need to recognize that we have sinned. We need to recognize that God does not like those things that we do that are sin.
Right.
And we can't just brush those away saying we're fine and we're good, because ultimately, if we do, we're forgetting the gravity of that sin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and forgetting that we are works in progress.
Right.
You know, and it's by the grace of God that we're made aware of our sin.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, it's by the grace of God that Jesus has atoned for our sin.
Sure.
But we still have this ongoing struggle
right.
to become more and more righteous, to really let that grace of God help us to escape our sin today. Mm-hmm. And that's something that in our humility, we do need to think about.
Right.
I mean, that's why it's really a good thing to confess our sins at the end of each day or
right.
in church. And it really is a good thing to remind ourselves, not that we are condemned,
right.
but that we really are this a work in progress that needs to continually work on our sin, and to understand the gift of Christ's sacrifice for us all the time.
In our humility, that makes that all the more important, the gift of that sacrifice that Jesus gave. And it really does help us to understand that difference between us and God. And
mm-hmm.
that's something that really has to come in our relationship with God, is understanding that though, yes, he made us just below the heavenly beings, you know, he made us these incredible creatures and part of his creation, we are not exactly like God.
Mm-hmm.
And we will not be exactly like God. And there are barriers to that. And that is our sin. That is where we fall short in our understanding or the way we act. And it's that perfection part of God that we don't have
mm-hmm.
that we need to recognize and not be ashamed of that. I mean, none of us have that. But to recognize that and to be humbled in the fact that we need a savior because we are not perfect. We
yeah.
need a savior because we are not God. And that's really important for us to understand.
Yeah. And it really is. And to be mindful of, because again, that's just the process by which daily we kind of keep ourselves in that right relationship with God. Really
right.
understanding. Humility comes from understanding who we really are
mm-hmm.
and who God really is.
Right.
And not blurring those distinctions
sure.
or lessening or just kind of, you know, brushing the importance of all of that aside. When we were looking at this on Sunday, we were looking at Mark 10 and the really amazing moment where Jesus has, they're moving towards Jerusalem and Jesus' time on the cross and the fulfillment of his ministry. And during those days, he was over and over telling them what was really going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
They kept expecting that he would come into Jerusalem and establish his great kingdom and
right.
all that kind of stuff. But he began to teach them, as Mark says in chapter 8, that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and the chief priests and the teachers of the law, that he must be killed and after 3 days rise again.
Mm-hmm.
And he does this three times, three different instances. And the first time, it's the time where Peter says, no,
right,
that will not happen.
Sure.
And Jesus says, no, you know, don't be opposing me right
yeah.
here. And the next time, the way Mark describes it, they just kind of sort of don't understand the way like little kids will like put their hands over their ears and then go, na, 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 na. It's that kind of thing. Sure. Like, we don't get you, Jesus. But then the third time, they're just so, they so much deny what Jesus is telling them that they have the pride and arrogance really to come to him and say, okay, Jesus, that's cool. But when we really do come into Jerusalem, right, will you make us your right and left-hand men? Will you make us, will you put us in a place of pride and position, you know? And Jesus is like, man, you guys really don't get it.
Yeah.
But the thing is, that's kind of the way it is a lot of times when we're trying to reconcile God's love with God's anger and at our sin. It's hard for us to reconcile those things, and we kind of just put them out of our mind.
Right.
But the thing that we need to remember is it's the way God reconciled those two things is the heart of the gospel.
Right.
The way he reconciled his love for us and his anger at our sin, that is the gospel.
Right, and I think that that's it. You're right. It's such a human thing to do. It makes us uncomfortable to kind of discuss those hard things or our sin or whatever that is challenging our pride or our understanding of what ultimately comes, because we've been made right with God. We know that. So in that understanding, sometimes we want to skirt over, like you said, those kind of difficult parts. But just like Jesus did, he had to go to the cross in order to be resurrected. He had to go through those things. He had to recognize it and face it. And when he's talking to his disciples, he's really trying to show them, okay, this is going to be hard. You're going to have to face this and why I have to go do this. Because he is ultimately telling them why he's sacrificing himself. But they just want the good part.
They just want the good part, yeah.
And we all just want the good part. Mm-hmm. We all just want the right relationship with God. We all just want him to love us all the time. And he certainly does. But in that, the gravity of how much he loves us only comes when we realize how much we need that love and how much we're falling short.
Yeah, and what he had to do to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, his love and his wrath come together on the cross in Jesus for our sake. And that's really why it's important for us to never let go of that, to remind ourselves of that. Because I read somewhere, someone said, the gospel has wings. You can understand it, but it flits away from us. You know, the importance of that moment on the cross and what that means, to have been loved by God that much
flies away from us
all the time.
Right.
And we should never just assume that we're cognizant of that. Because when we start to just take it for granted, that's when we stop living a life that is truly humble, that is truly full of gratitude.
Right.
And again, it's in our humility that we start to actually treat other people the way that God wants us to treat other people, where our pride starts to become less than our gratitude for him. So to meditate on the cross, the importance of the cross and what it really means, it's not about beating ourselves up every day, but it is about tuning ourselves up every day, kind of getting clear about who we are, who God is, and why we are in this relationship with him.
Right.
And it's because of him.
Exactly. It's always good to remind ourselves of that and just be honest with ourselves. I mean, where we're at, that so often we can, like you said, we can just forget the difficult parts of the gospel. And that's why in our Sunday school groups and our Sunday school teachings, sometimes the kids will ask, you know, what happens when we're done? Do we just close up the book? Are we done? And I said, no, we have to go back, because by the time we're done, we're not going to remember this anymore. We need to go back and we need to remind ourselves of what God said in the Bible. This is something that we can go back to constantly. And that's why each year when we come to this time of Lent and Easter and all these really wonderful holy holidays that we have, it's to remind ourselves of the greatness of God, of the sacrifice of Jesus, of our relationship with him, and what it takes to really be in that relationship with God and to be right with God. So it's really cool to keep reminding yourself and to remember that even if you've read it 100 times, you're probably still going to need a reminder every once in a while at least.
Absolutely. Well, you know, in 1 John in chapter 4, he says these are three little words in part of a verse, mm-hmm. and a lot of words around them.
Right.
But the three little words, God is love.
Right.
Those are three little words that we all love, even people who aren't connected to church, aren't even have no interest in finding out who God is from the Bible.
Right.
They love those words.
Yeah.
Even if they're making up their own little version of God, which a lot of people do.
Yeah.
God is love. Everybody gets that and wants that.
Mm-hmm.
But John goes on from there and says, but this is love.
Yep.
Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son as an atoning sacrifice mm-hmm. for our sins.
Right.
So again, yeah, God is love, but anybody who really wants to pursue who God really is needs to ask the next question.
Right.
Well, what is that love?
Right.
And that's what it is, that he sacrificed his son mm-hmm. So that we could be made right with him.
Yeah.
That's huge.
That's so big.
Yeah. So we're recording this on Ash Wednesday. So I just hope that y'all will find a way to celebrate these next 40 days of Lent as we start moving towards Easter, believe it or not. But just as we do that, to find ways where we can really meditate on who God is and who we really are
mm-hmm.
and his great love that reconciles us with him.
Amen.
Amen. Well, we'll see you next week on Under the Stained Glass.
Bye.